Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Goldberg dictating an endoscopy report on Maria Perez, date of birth 11-6-1964, date of procedure May 17, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgeny Goldberg. Your referring physician is Dr. Green. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy polypectomy, as well as colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy, comma cold snare polypectomy. Indication is heartburn, common nausea, common dysphagia, common colorectal cancer screening, common personal history of colon polyps. Sorry, go back to colorectal cancer screening and add surveillance. Description of procedure, informed consent was obtained, period, possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, proliferation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing or lesions, such as malignancy or obtained to the patient. The patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in the lateral position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitored anesthesia care. A well-lubricated endoscopic gas scope was introduced into the esophagus and advanced in direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Careful examination made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach junction, esophagus, or retroflex was obtained at the cardiac air resection from the stomach before a dural scope. The patient was then turned around in the lateral position. A digital rectal exam was normal, prior to well-lubricated Olympus video. Colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, the cecal valve, and complement of folds. Prior to the terminal aim was intubated and valued. Careful examination made of the cecum, the cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, flexure, descending colon, signal colon, and the rectum. Orifices is the pain of the rectum, plus about prep score is graded as a 7-2-2, comma good prep. The patient had procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy. The proximal mid esophagus appeared on a marker, comma biopsies are obtained in light of the dysphagia to rule out EOE. Next line. The Z line was mildly irregular, 37 centimeters from the white block with evidence of like grade A, ulcerative esophagitis, comma. Biopsies are obtained for further evaluation. And histology. Next line. There was a 2-centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line, there was evidence of mild patchy gastric erythema. Biopsies obtained in the anterior body for histology and to rule out H. pylori. Next line, there was evidence of a diminutive gastric cardia and gastric body polyps that were removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2 portion. Common biopsies were obtained in the bulb and, from the duodenum. Please note, there was evidence of duodenal bulb nodularity. Otherwise, unremarkable duodenum disease, 2-portion common biopsies are obtained for further evaluation. Likely, this is peptic duodenitis and to rule out celiac disease. Next line. At colonoscopy, next line, the terminal ileum appeared unremarkable. Next line. On Boston Bell Prep score was graded as 7-2-3-2, good prep. Next line. There were two rectal sessile polyps, approximately 8 to 10 millimeters in size, and was with cold snare polypectomy period. These were erythematous and sessile. Next line. There was an ascending colon sessile polyp, approximately 8 millimeters in size, and was cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was a descending colon sessile polyp that was diminutive in size and removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There were 8 total sigmoid colon sessile polyps, period. 2 were removed with cold snare polypectomy and ranged in size from 6 to 8 millimeters, and the other 6 were diminutive in size and removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was an additional 6 rectal sessile polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was evidence of diverticulous coli. Next line. There was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were noted on retrosection that were non-bleeding and small. Next line, plan, follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend continuation of PPI daily and adding famotidine at night. Next line, if there's no evidence to explain the dysphagia on biopsies, would recommend esophageal barium esophagram for further evaluation. Next line. Based on findings of the polyps in the stomach, we'll determine repeat EGD interval. Next line. Recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year pending PATH. Next line. Follow up in the office as previously scheduled. Next line, recommend high fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplementation as needed. Next line, recommend avoidance of NSAIDs and anti-reflux precautions are explained.